I'm sitting here with Jamita Youngblood, who's 32, and Brian Turner, who's 38, both native New Orleanians. So welcome to both of you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Full disclosure here. Jamita, who obtained her Master in Business Administration from Nicholls State University, is the business manager of this very radio station, and we all say thank goodness that she is. As a volunteer, though, she currently serves as vice president for the Urban League of New Orleans Young Professionals. Dr. Turner obtained his PhD in clinical psychology from Jackson State University and is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at Xavier University. There, he works to prepare students for graduate training programs. In his spare time, he serves on a number of boards, including the Encore Academy Charter School and the Treme Improvement Political Society. So, Brian, I know both you and Jamita are devoted to seeing your peer group involved and represented in the life of this city, and you're obviously committed to that. But I think for many in the community at large, there's a perception that there aren't many Brians like you out there. What do you say about that?
One of the first things is for us to be heard, because if you don't tell your story, someone else will, and then you'll lose control of the narrative. So the first thing has to be we have to tell our story in terms of what it's like to be young, Black, American, from New Orleans, educated, involved, engaged. And it has to be an attractive narrative, and not just to non-African Americans. So it can't just be attractive to whites. It has to be attractive to other African Americans. We still face the debate of what does it mean to be a successful African American and not be down and with the hood or down with like any type of a negative stereotype. And so we had that conversation, and that's what we push back against.
So what did you come up with, I mean, as a way of changing this narrative?
Interviews like this are very important. Like Brian said, you know, telling our own story, but having people recognize the fact that we're here. I am part of several different organizations, and I sit in several different boardrooms, and they don't all look like me. Some of them do, some of them don't. I've had the opportunity to sit in boardrooms where there were maybe 40 to 50% representation by African Americans, but then you scale it back to young African Americans, and that number just quickly dwindles. And I think a big part of what's happening right now, and part of the thing that we can do in conversations that are being had between me and Brian, people like me and Brian, is being willing to step up to the plate.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because over my time in this city, which is, you know, like before you guys were born, sorry to say that, I have, too, served on many a board and have been executive or, you know, staff that served boards. And what happens is that there are a few people from every group within a larger community that are, quote, out there. Everybody kind of knows them. They know they'll take the position. And so they show up on all of these boards, you know, which tends to let people think that they're the only ones available. And so I'm wondering, because there's a point in every community where the generation is going to fade and should fade, and young people should take over and absolutely should take over. But they have to come up through the ranks so they understand what it is to make the commitment and what it is to, you know, to participate. So how are we going to do that here?
Sharon, you're actually bringing up a great point. So I've had the opportunity of being on boards and serving and leadership. But where I actually saw this issue worked out most diligently was in my advising of student organizations. And what I saw happen every year was that we had to go from one elected body within that organization to another. And I realized during that time that we did not have succession plans. And I explained to each organization, student org, I said, a succession plan isn't for what happens when you're gone. It's for what happens while you're here to prepare the next group of leaders. And now our job, I think, Jamita and I, is that we're trying to impart that to those next generations. But honestly, we have to impart that to our peers. That's the problem that I think has happened within somewhat of the Black community, is that those people who had knowledge and got knowledge about some of those issues have not shared it completely.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for sharing with us and with me and taking the time to be here. And thanks for having come.
Sharon, I want to thank you for having me as well. I want to tell everybody, keep the faith, that we're still working and we're not done yet.
Sharon, thank you for having me. I am very excited to continue to have this conversation. And it's a conversation that needs to be had between not only me and Brian's demographic, but our demographic and you.
Okay. That's a challenge. I accept.